Consequences and Compassion. Lessons from the Front Lines of Drunk, Drugged, and Distracted Driving. Written by LaDonna Claude. Narrated by Shantae McCormick. I dedicate this book to my late father, Cleveland Marshall, and to my offspring, Jasmine, Orlando, Desiree, and Richard III. I also want to thank my mother, Alida Branagh, Chief Alan Banks and the Round Rock Police Department, and all of my students over the years at Funny Bone Defensive Driving Class. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a little tiny minute, but eternity is in it. Dr. Benjamin Mays. Preface. I have worked as an instructor at Texas's Funny Bone Defensive Driving for more than 7 years, and I am always thinking about driving. Specifically, I am always thinking about DWI, driving while impaired. During my classes, I can tell that my students are connecting with what I say. After all, many of them are hoping to have their tickets dismissed. The information I share makes sense to them, and even if they don't leave my class perfect, because no one is perfect, every student has learned something by the time they return to their day-to-day lives. Over time, I've started to describe the destruction we cause when we receive a DWI as setting a fire. These flames can grow to engulf not only you, but everyone and everything around you. This destruction is prohibitively expensive. If I can help just one person decide not to strike that match, then I have done something worthwhile. This means so much to me because I have seen flames that have burned lives to the ground. I am personally familiar with the gut-wrenching feeling of looking all around and seeing only fire choking on the smoke. I know what can happen in these situations and how quickly they can spiral out of control. Still, I want to make it clear that my intention is never to judge anyone. To me, love and forgiveness are the only ways of life. I believe that God is love, which is why I love you too. It is not my role to stand in judgment of you. That is not what this book is about. This book is about consequences. It is a careful examination of 100 different reasons not to light a DWI match and set the life you know on fire. My intention is to carry over the valuable information I uncovered and discussed in the classes that I've taught. Every class I have taught has motivated me to share my thoughts in this format. I am eager to share what I know. But first, I want to warn you that as you read, it may get intense. This book may open your eyes to things that you haven't considered or acknowledged before. For me, learning this information was a revelation. One that helped me see that we are all a part of this. It is important to mention that this book is not going to try to convince you to stop drinking or abusing drugs. While I don't drink or use drugs, I believe you have a right to choose whether or not to do so. It is up to you. This is your life to plan and your life to live. My goal is to provide you with information and a second perspective so you understand the consequences of your choices and your actions. As you read this book, you may develop some questions. Do I think this person or that one deserves a DWI? Do I have compassion for everyone who gets a DWI? Yes, I do. As you read, I hope you realize where I stand. Whatever the case, know that these are simply my thoughts based on years of study and reflection. Facts are always key in any case, and the details of DWI laws can update or change. Revisions happen often.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?